This is CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. To Caesars Forum, Las Vegas, on the Strip, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics Ascend 2024 in Las Vegas. Dr. Space himself, David Livingston, joins, attending this exhibit hall and lecture series in Caesars Forum across from Caesars Palace. No gambling. However, it is exciting to consider that they're looking into the future, especially about artificial intelligence in space. But first, what does it look like? What does it mean to go to an exhibit of aeronautics, astronautics, and sustainability on Mars? David, a very good evening to you. You're a lucky fellow in Las Vegas. You can walk into these halls. What does it look like, David? Who are the exhibits that you most attend to? Good evening to you.
Good evening. You walk in, it's very crowded, lots of people. It's predominantly younger people. Everybody's wearing a badge that says AIAA on it, and their name and their title and their company. And it's crowded. During the week of programming, there'll probably be 2,000 people that are attending at all at one time or at part of the time. The exhibit hall, you walk the forum, you walk down a long corridor, and the exhibit hall is really huge. And it's got lots of name recognition companies, like Boeing is there with a big exhibit. Since the conference is partial aviation, Boeing's exhibit booth contains both their aviation and space. But I did notice an absence of anything about CST-100. If you go and talk to them, they will talk to you about CST-100, but they didn't have a model of it. I didn't look for it.
That Starliner to the uninitiated, the one that's stuck at ISS right now while they're testing its parts to make sure that it's safe for the two astronauts who ascended to ISS to come back down. Please continue, David.
So they have a photo collage that changes, and there's some pictures there of Starliner, but they had all sorts of plane models and other models, and they had information on SLS, but I did not see anything that caught my eye on Starliner. Right behind Boeing is the largest of all the booths, which is Lockheed. And Lockheed is promoting all of what they're doing in space, which is an awful lot. And they have prepared a vision statement here. I'll hold it up if you can see it. A vision for humanity's future in space. So it is based on Artemis and their plan to go to the moon and Mars. But I watched their 90-minute plus presentation, which was the most spectacular presentation I've ever seen anywhere. And I wish they'd take it real time and put it on television so, you know, millions of people could see it. But not only did they talk about how to develop the moon, they went into detail on realistic numbers and facts about what kind of energy they're going to need to do this, because everything is energy intensive.
This is Lockheed you're talking about.
This is Lockheed. And so part of their program requires nuclear power, and that nuclear power can also benefit from water on the moon, which is why they call it Lockheed Martin's water-based lunar architecture. And they talk about the kind of energy that would be needed with anything on Mars or getting to Mars or developing the space between Earth and the moon, which is called cislunar space. It was a spectacular presentation by two people at Lockheed, Rod Chambers and Kate Watts. And some of it is on the Lockheed website, but I really hope that they take it to TV or something, because it's really informative, and I think the public would find it to be amazing. And hopefully something like it or close to it will materialize, but it is connected very much to the Artemis program and the Artemis partners, which number around 40-plus global partners right now.
Representing at the conference are these five universities especially: Georgia Institute of Technology, Purdue University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stanford University, and the University of Michigan. So this is an exhibit not only for the well-to-do and the want-to-be well-to-do, but for the students who are looking at aerospace and aerodynamics as a future. I'm looking especially at AI, David. There are several days of presentations by a variety of PhD students or experts or people in the field. There's an online planner. And you and I have talked about the AI presentations about how AI can be used and the dangers of AI in space. What are you interested in about AI, David?
AI, well, first of all, they have lots and lots of programming on it. And so it's a big theme of this conference. And the interesting thing is it's not just being talked about by the big companies like Northrop that are there and Boeing and Lockheed and Bechtel and companies like that, but the entrepreneurial space, commercial space guys, the companies making the private space stations that may one day replace the International Space Station, some of their people are involved in the AI talk. So the opportunities for how they can use AI seem to be increasing almost by the day. But I think the overall tone is it's not 100% ready for prime time for space, but it can be used to do things a lot better for planetary missions. It can search and identify exoplanets and atmospheres and things a lot faster than we could do before. And for some of the space construction that's going on, like 3D printing and things like that, it can enhance that and make it more efficient. They're looking at ways to have it help bring more power and energy to companies' operations in space and sort of to help regulate and control that. But I think the overall tone and direction is that we don't even know yet what kind of opportunities AI will bring in space, and probably a lot of them aren't known today. But as we continue to develop space and space manufacturing and communications and all of the things we do now, there will be more and more opportunities for space. And the risks are that it can also be used in military. I haven't seen it at the conference, but AIAA, the organization sponsoring it, publishes a monthly magazine, and their lead cover article is Russia's intention to put a nuclear weapons platform in space, in orbit, for in-space targeting of adversarial satellites and space missions. So if that is accurate and Russia were to do that, then AI would become a principal way of defending and helping to defend that. I haven't seen anything at the conference on that subject, but I haven't yet attended all of the AI programs.
Let me read some of the programming because it gives you the flavor. No military here. Developing and recruiting the workforce of tomorrow, today. The good, the fat, and the buggy, harnessing AI's potential for space. Space capabilities for the evolving launch service market. Or after lunch, sustainable aviation workshop, findings, outcomes, and next steps. Very dry, AI in the loop. I like that one, David, an aerospace perspective. And they attach to these lectures the faces of the people who are giving the presentations. They're very young, Mr. Livingston, very young, much younger than us. It's wonderful.
It is, and when you walk the halls of the conference or go into the rooms, youth is everywhere. And here's the interesting thing. I've been doing AIAA conferences maybe 30 years. Most all the people I used to see, I don't see anymore. They're gone, or they retired, or they don't go to the conferences. I only see a handful of people that I know from yesteryear. Most all of the people are young or youngish, and they are taking us forward with technology and science and engineering. And they're not all U.S. A lot of the speakers are from India and other places as well.
David, is this every year in Las Vegas, or does it move around? We have 30 seconds.
It's been every year. It will be Las Vegas next year, and then the year after next year, it's going to go to San Diego. So, unfortunately for me. But it has been in Vegas at this location ever since the SEM started about 5 years ago.
Dr. Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, attending the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics Ascend 2024 conference in Las Vegas, AI and On to Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.